After many years, five to be exact, we have come out, and by the end of this month, we will publish the 2015 AAPL 610 Model Form Operating Agreement. It's been a bit of a labor of love. I'm going to go through a little bit of the process that we went through, but just briefly on that, so we can then really get down and talk about the specifics of the things that have changed, and there have been some major changes. In the process, we started in the fall of 2011, and some of you have heard me give a very similar talk to this a couple years ago when we came out with the 1989 horizontal modifications form, because one of the first things we were told to do was say, let's get the common language that people are putting in Article 16 in the other provisions, and let's stick it into the 89 form when we can find commonality, when we can find agreement, because we need to get something out on this, because the form, needless to say, was over 20 years old and didn't address a lot of things it needed to. So we first focused on this quick fix, just getting common language that people were using and stick it in there. We got about 65 industry forms of what they used on Article 16s and stuck it in there. We came out with that in December of 2013, and so through 2013 and 2014, I was making the worldwide tour giving talks about the new horizontal form, and then we turned our attention to coming out with the new form. Through late 2013, 2014, we focused on the new stuff. We got out the initial draft in beginning of last year, of 2015, and we got peer review comments back. And as my relatives out in East Texas would always say, bless Copus's heart, they sent us a stack of stuff about that thick. It was about four times longer. Their comments were about four times longer than the JOA itself.